Praise the Lord, beloved. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. And we welcome you to our Sunday school. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of those that have been graced to join us, that have pressed their way as we gather in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we know that He is in our midst. So we give honor to the presence of God, to the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We honor Him highly. We exalt Him. Amen. Even now in Jesus' name. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, we thank You for this time of fellowship, for this time of learning, for this time of being able to come in fellowship with wisdom, oh God. Lord, we thank You, oh God, for increasing our faith even as we hear Your word. We thank You, oh God, that we shall go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We thank You for every deposit and all watering that will come through Your word today. Father, we ask that You touch and anoint the teacher of the hour and use me mightily for Your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, beloved. Amen, beloved. So, beloved, the text today that we are going to learn and that we're going to go through in Sunday school is Luke. Amen. And we're going to go to chapter 9, and we're going to go from verses 1 through 10. Again, that is Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. Amen. And the text read as this. Then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And He said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And verse 4 says, and whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart, and whosoever will not receive you when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by Him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead. Verse 8 says, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. Amen. And, beloved, the word of God is blessed. Amen. And so the title, the lesson text came from Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. And the title of this lesson is First Mission of the 12. Amen. First Mission of the 12. The golden text today is coming from Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 10. And it reads, then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. Amen, beloved. And as I read that text, amen, what I'm hearing in my spirit is that when we preach the kingdom of God, amen, amen. Listen, those of us that believe in Jesus Christ and His finished work at the cross, we too have been given power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases, amen, amen. And when we go forth, that these things will take place and that the sick shall be healed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, today's aim is to learn that all disciples of Christ have been called to go on mission for Jesus. To learn that all disciples of Christ have been called to go on mission for Jesus. And so remember, the work that we do is to go everywhere preaching the gospel, making disciples of men. Amen. Teaching them to be disciples. Amen. Teaching them how to go out and proclaim this gospel. Teaching them how to walk upright before God. Amen. And so the principle is to help us see that in order to have a successful mission, we need empowerment from the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so the way it was, amen, when we were growing up, amen, listen, nobody was working until they was endowed with power on high. Praise God. You could not usher. You could not sing in a choir. Amen. You couldn't even work, amen, as a collecting the offering, if you have not been baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And so we're learning here, according to the principle, in order to be successful in the mission, that we need empowerment from the Holy Spirit. So, beloved, this is the importance of having the baptism of Jesus Christ. Amen? And the application is to inspire every Christian to be a dynamic disciple maker in the name of Jesus. And so not only is the pastor, the prophet, the apostle, and the teacher should be going out there making disciples. This is not just for the fivefold ministry, amen. For everyone that believe on Jesus Christ has been commissioned to go forth in preaching the gospel. And the promise was that signs will follow us. That means that as we preach the unadulterated word of God, the gospel, amen, concerning the crucifixion, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will go with us, working with us, showing himself in power, demonstrating the power of the kingdom of God, and demonstrating signs and wonders. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, we have to remember that. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, now, what are we going to do? This week, we will see that Jesus sent his disciples out on a mission to sow the seed of God's word. The challenges before them were many, but Jesus gave them authority and instructions that would help them in every circumstance they face. Amen. And so, beloved, the work that we are entering into is the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the work that Jesus Christ did was to bring glory to the Father. The work that he did was to reconcile those that was lost or those that have fallen from grace back to God. Amen. And so the work that we are entering into is to preach the gospel to those that are poor in spirit, to those that are sick, to sinners. Amen. We are preaching this gospel to the world. The Bible says that God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So I believe that in this text that God is making it narrow, that he wants to refocus us. He wants you to remember the mission. He wants you to remember the work of Jesus Christ. He wants you to remember why he sent you. Amen. Hallelujah. And this, the reason why he sent you is to sow the seed of God's word. Amen. To sow the seed of God's word. So in your conversation day by day by day, how many people are you sowing the seed of God's word to? Amen. This doesn't have to take place from a church building as you're going out, whether it's the supermarket, while you on the telephone speaking to family and friends. Amen. While you're sitting at your dining room table, whatever it is that you're doing. Amen. You should be conscious of sowing the seed of God's word. Amen. And we know that there's going to be challenges before us. Everyone is not going to want to hear, and everyone is not going to want to accept, but you are to be constant in season and out of season, telling it whether they want to hear it or not. Amen. And it says here that he also gave them authority, amen, and instructions. Amen. Hallelujah. So we didn't just go out on our own. Amen. We went out with authority. He gave us keys to the kingdom. Amen. Why? That we can open the door. When we preach the gospel, we open the gateway for people to come in. Amen. Praise God. Listen, we ain't trying to go to glory alone. Amen. Hallelujah. We are not trying to go to glory alone. Amen. Because there is enough room at the cross for everybody. Amen. There is enough room at the cross for everybody. Amen. And so he gave power and authority and instruction. So I believe that in this lesson that God is reiterating, amen, the mission and the authority that he has given you and the power that he has endowed you with by way of his spirit. And I'm going to remind you of the kingdom thought that he gave us in August to take us all through 2000, amen, and 21, amen. And that thought is going beyond human limitations and human boundaries and tapping into heaven resources, heaven's economies, into God's power without measure. And that is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we cannot do this in our own might and strength. Amen. Hallelujah. I heard the Bible say, amen, that the body is weak, but the spirit is willing. This is why God gave you a comforter to be able to empower you and equip you. None of us is qualified, or I should say, none of us was qualified until God equipped and qualified the call. Amen. So don't worry about how qualified you think you are, but you do what it is that God is leading you to do, and or what he's instructing you to do, and that is to stay in the word, read the word, stay in prayer, amen, hallelujah, and to be able to share the word of God with those that you have encountered and let God do, finish the good work that he started. And so the work that you're doing, beloved, what we want you to remember that it is God in Christ doing the work. Amen. The Bible says that. Amen. So God is doing this work. What you're doing is sharing with or planting and watering what he gave you to plant and water, and that is the word of God. But it is him doing the work, for the power that is within the word is bringing about a changed heart, a new heart, and a renewed mind in those that hear it. Amen? Amen, beloved. So we want you to stay focused. If you have not been sharing the word, if you have not been sowing the word in the lives of others, amen, this is your time for you to refocus and get back in line with the mission of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So it says here that they were, amen, when Jesus called 12 specific men to be his disciples in Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16, he did not simply ask them to follow him around. Amen. And so you're not here to follow me around. Amen. But we're pointing you in the direction of Jesus Christ, and the instruction, amen, that we give unto you is the same instruction that was given unto us. Amen. When we believe. And that is the instruction to sow the seed of the word, teaching and preaching, making disciples of men. Amen. So he just didn't tell them to follow him around. One of the purposes of his calling them was to equip them and send them out on a mission to preach the gospel. So every preach and every teach that is going on through Cornerstone Deliverance Church is to equip you and to teach you. You should have developed here. Amen. You should have grown here. You should be able to see your own maturity concerning spiritual things. Amen. Amen. They were to arrive in each town as people seeking peace. They were defenseless, humble servants with an important message from God. Amen. Their purpose was not to take anything by force or compulsion, but to freely give their message with no strings attached. And so, beloved, I believe that this is a refocus, that we have to be mindful. Amen. Hallelujah. That we have been called by God and sent by God with no strings attached. Amen. This thing is not about money or anything. As people are in Christ and they're being developed in the Word, they will come to know the instruction of God concerning giving, tithing, seed, and sowing, and those things. And they will begin to obey the Word of God by faith. But what we do is a free gift. This word that we sow, amen, the work of Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. Listen, he died and paid our debt, he died our debt and paid our sin debt, amen. And the way that we serve him, amen, the reasonable sacrifice is that we stay prepared and ready. Ready to be used by God. We give our body as a reasonable sacrifice to bring glory to his name, amen, going forth in the mission of Jesus Christ, amen. And this is for those of you that are also sitting in the pews, amen, because Mark 16 tells us that this commission was given to everyone that believed. And if you're a believer, then the Great Commission was given unto you. You should be preaching and teaching, sowing the word of God in the people hearts that you encounter, making disciples of men. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it says that they were to arrive in each town as people seeking peace. Amen. Listen, we ain't going for war. We seeking peace. We're humble. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we can't make no one receive, but we can preach this gospel into the cosmos. Amen. And listen, the Bible says that the kingdom system has been moved. Amen. That means that when sin entered into the world, it entered in by Adam, amen, but it also entered in by Lucifer, amen. It entered in by Lucifer, amen, in the angelic kingdom. And so the kingdom systems was moved, hallelujah. But when we preach the gospel, it calls for the kingdom system to be divinely aligned. When we preach the gospel to the cosmos, this word has power. When we preach the gospel in the cosmos, we are shifting the atmosphere. When we preach this gospel, we are taking authority. When we preach this gospel, we're telling sickness, you can't work. Demonic spirits, you can't work. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, you have to know the power in the word. There's power in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is power in the word that you say that you believe. And you should know this power because this power brought about change in your life. Those of you that believe, amen, you are witnesses of the power of the word of God. And the same way it brought about change in your life, so shall it bring about change in the lives of those, amen, that you share it with. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It says here their purpose was not to take anything by force or compulsion, amen, but to freely give their message with no strings attached. Jesus also told them to stay in a home where they were welcome and not to seek better, more comfortable accommodations. Their mission was about the gospel, not about their personal comfort. And I can relate to this because there was a time when I traveled from North Carolina to New York, amen, and it was not about comfort, amen, hallelujah. The place that I stayed, amen, I did not have everything that I need, and when we came up to New York, there was no TV, no nothing. The house was set up for church, amen, so it was not about comfort, amen, but what it was about, amen, was we was on a mission, amen, to preach this gospel, amen. We was on a mission to preach liberty. We was on a mission to preach a word of reconciliation, that the sinner man can be reconciled back to God. We was on a mission to cast out devils, kill the sick, amen. Whatever it is that the Holy Spirit wanted to do, we have set in our heart to be on that mission, amen. So, beloved, it's not about comfort. We have to get that out of our mind, amen, hallelujah. Sometimes you will be uncomfortable, my God. Sometimes accommodation may not be what you want it to be, amen. But when God sends you to a place, he will provide for you, amen. God will provide. He will set it in someone's heart to provide. So he told them, don't take nothing with them, amen. Don't take no more than two coats. Because you don't need a lot. And I remember when we came down to North Carolina, I received a message from Minister Harrison. She said, God said travel light. Amen. Hallelujah. That means that he didn't send you down there to get comfortable. When we got down here, revival broke out everywhere. God sent us on a mission. We was preaching revival from church to church. Amen. Hallelujah. God had a message for his people. They were being stirred up. Amen. There was a fire being started in the new region. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, there is a work that God has for you to do, and you can't be one sitting idly by, amen, on the bench or on the sidelines. It's time for you to start working. It's time for you to start sowing this word, amen. It's time for you to go forth, amen, in the Great Commission, praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you're ready. Amen. Remember, there was a word of readiness that came by. God told us to be ready for the move of God, to be ready, hallelujah, for the return of Jesus Christ, to be ready, hallelujah, to be used, to be ready, hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, we ought to be in a state of readiness, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to, amen, read on. It says, Herod was perplexed at what Jesus and his disciples were doing. They were drawing great crowds and performing miracles in plain sight. The disciples were entering Galilean towns with a message of peace and were healing people in Jesus' name. Amen. And, beloved, this is the work that we do. Every demon that we cast out in Jesus' name. Every sickness and illness or plague that we come up against, we don't come up against it in our own name. Ain't no power in Asia. But we come up against it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the faith that we have in that word, the faith, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, that we have, amen, hallelujah, in Christ. He is the Logos. He is the living word. That faith, hallelujah, brings about change, amen. And so, beloved, as it was in Jesus Christ's ministry when he walked the earth, amen, and he commissioned the 12, so shall it be with us. He said that we shall do greater works. Amen. I believe that a lot of you are saying, I'm not qualified, amen, to do this work. But he equipped and qualified the call. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not going to send you without authority and power and provision. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to step out on faith and obey God. And everybody is not going to want to hear it. And it may look to you, amen, like they're rejecting it and there is no change. But I want you to know that the word of God is like a hammer to the stony heart. Amen. And it may not look like nothing is happening when you're sharing this word, my God. Hallelujah. But if you just keep sharing it, you better believe that the word being a hammer is chipping away something. Amen. It is penetrating. It is getting through. Hallelujah. Amen. And when I speak about the stony heart is that heart, amen, hallelujah, of rebellion, amen, the evil heart, amen, hallelujah. This is what we need. We need a new heart. Through faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, amen, we have received a new heart, amen, hallelujah. Where we was once children of war, now we are children of peace, amen. So when he's telling us that we're going in peace, we're going in peace, amen. We're not going to shove the gospel down nobody's throat, amen. You better believe when God sends you in a region and you're proclaiming the gospel, there's someone within that region that needs to be set free, amen. And you can know that there's some that may desire it, but not willing to give up what it takes to follow Jesus. Amen. I want you to know that Jesus is Lord. Even in your own life, you have to get in the place, amen, where Jesus is Lord of your life. Amen. That he is lording over you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You got to let him be Lord. Amen. You cannot be in control. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to learn how to surrender and to submit unto God. Amen. You have to learn how to pull everything that is within you under the subjection of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And beloved, we want to encourage you in this because many people want to call Jesus Lord, but do not want Christ the Lord over them. They still believe that it's their prerogative and that they can do what they want to do. But I believe that we are in a season where we are being humbled by God. Amen. That he is showing his sovereignty, and he is showing, hallelujah, amen, that you're not going to sit up in your cushy churches or the buildings that you come to fellowship in. He said, go ye therefore into all the world and preach this gospel. Amen. Listen, you can't do nothing else but go out and preach because you could only have so many people in a building, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let us see the opportunity of the proclamation of the gospel. Let us see the opportunity of Jesus being the only answer to the world problem. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Because they're going to be coming to the church for answers. Amen. Hallelujah. But God has given you that are the church. Amen. You are the ecclesia. God has given you authority and power. Amen. Will you walk out that authority and power? It's nothing like a person that have authority and power and don't use it. Amen. I'm going to use my authority and my power. I'm going to use it in everyday life. I'm going to use it in business transactions. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it. I'm going to, when the people come in to work in my house because I'm having some work done, praise God. Hallelujah. I put on my Cindy trim, too many spirits. I put on my Cindy trim, and I let my atomic warfare pray out loud. Amen. I don't know what you used to and what you used to doing, but this house belongs unto the Lord. I put on my gospel, hallelujah. Why? Because I'm setting an atmosphere, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, amen. Listen, you can't be yourself up in here, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You have to set an atmosphere, amen. And when you're holding conversation, let it be holy. Hallelujah. Begin to sow the seed of the word, my God. There's no way that they can come into your circumference, amen, where you host the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, the presence of God is in you. You host the glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, and they not be changed. And they not be changed. Hallelujah. The painter was asking a lot of questions. And they not be changed. Amen. Hallelujah. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Be ready with the wisdom of God. Be ready. Hallelujah. To be able to answer the question, whatever the question may be. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't make it about you. Amen. Learn to decrease. Amen. And entering into the joy, even of John the Baptist, he said that my joy is decreasing as Christ increased. Learn to decrease and let Christ increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just give God all the glory for the change in your life, for what it is that you have accomplished, for where it is that you're going, how you're traveling. Amen. Just give God all the glory. Hallelujah. Give him the glory for the lack thereof, that he may bring about an increase. Just remember to give him the glory. And change is coming. Amen. When you decrease, and say the power in this word, amen, is not my power. It's not because I preached it so good. The power is, amen, the authority that is in the word. Amen. For this word is spirit and life. This word that I give to you, this commission that God has given unto you today, amen, this word is spirit and life. Amen. And not only is it bringing life to you, when you share it, it's going to bring life to the hearers. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, you are life speakers, life speakers, life speakers. You're not speaking death into no situation. Amen. Hallelujah. But if you speak life, divine life, divine life, divine life, that those things that are good according to the word of God shall live. Amen. Amen. Praise God, beloved. Hallelujah. I'm a little excited. And this is just Sunday school. Amen. And so here it says, Herod was perplexed by Jesus. This is in Luke 9, 7 through 10. By this time, Jesus' works and teaching had spread throughout Galilee and come to the attention of Herod the Tetrarch, or Herod Antipas. Amen. Herod Antipas was the son of Herod the Great, and he ruled over Galilee more than 40 years. Amen. So he wasn't over all the regions. He was just ruling over Galilee. Herod was perplexed at what Jesus and his disciples were doing. They were drawing great crowds and performing miracles in plain sight. Amen. Beloved, this thing ain't done up under the rock. This thing should not be done in the church building. Amen. Hallelujah. This thing shouldn't just be done in certain places. Amen. Listen, this thing was being done out in the open, in the supermarkets. Amen. In the fields. Amen. Hallelujah. It was being done in the workplace. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, out in the open. Doesn't it say that? So, beloved, listen, preach the gospel. Don't be ashamed of this gospel. Don't be ashamed of this gospel. Hallelujah. everywhere that the Apostle Paul went, he knew that him being in chains, that he was not put in chains by the magistrate, but he said he was in chains unto Christ, that God had put him in chains. And he knew that when he went before the judge, that the story that he was going to tell was of his transformation when he met Christ on his road to Damascus. Amen. Listen, listen, beloved, you are writing a story, you are preaching a story, you are talking a story, but you get to decide what it is that you will speak. Hallelujah. What it is. Listen, this is your 67th book, as Bishop would say. Amen. Hallelujah. 66 in the Bible, but you're a living one. You are living one. You are living one. You are a living epistle. Hallelujah. You are. How will you live it? Hallelujah. How will you live it? And don't worry about if you fall down. If you fall down, get up again. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that a righteous man falls 7 times. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. Hallelujah. Get up, repent, and turn, and walk upright before God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it, beloved. Don't stay there. My God, I don't care if it was yesterday or this morning. Repent and turn. Hallelujah. We got a work to do. We got a work to do. We cannot afford to be entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil fool you, my God. Sometimes he'll try to tell you you're not worthy to be amongst the saints, but this thing ain't about what you did. This thing is about God. This thing is about how he wants to finish the work that he started in you. Heck, if you believe his promise, if you believe his promise, none of us is worthy. None of us was worthy of the precious blood of Jesus. No one was worthy of that. But that was the favor. The favor and the mercy of God to his creation. The favor and the, hey, listen, you ought to feel privileged right there, right there. You ought to rejoice right there, right there. I don't care what's working in your life or in your heavens right now. You are being made free. Chains are falling, amen. Spiritual chains, amen. Hallelujah. Demonic buttons and triggers are being disengaged and dismantled in your life now. Why? Because this gospel is preached to make you free. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. You ought to proclaim that you are free. You ought to proclaim that you are free. Amen. Free, free, free. Hallelujah. That you are free. Amen. So Herod was perplexed because Jesus was drawing great crowds, and listen, they just beheaded John the Baptist. So how could these things be? And you know, sometimes when the work of Jesus Christ is going on, people don't have a full understanding concerning this being the things of God. Amen. The work that John the Baptist did was the work that Jesus did. The work that Jesus did was the work that his disciples did. Amen. Listen, we ought to be doing the same work. We ought to be doing the same work. Hallelujah. We ought to be doing the same work. Amen. And so, beloved, amen. Hallelujah. And let us go forth in this. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, God will, there is a plan for ministry. God set forth in Luke 9:1-2 a plan for ministry. Amen. They were chosen to follow him constantly and learn many things from him, which is exactly what they have been doing. Jesus had brought them to the point where they were ready to venture out on their own. Are you ready? There's that word ready again. Listen, there comes a time when you're sitting and you're learning, amen, and you're being strengthened and you're being empowered by the Spirit. Amen. You should not be sitting around doing nothing. Amen. Listen, every soldier is preparing for battle. Amen. Every soldier is preparing for battle. And I'm going to tell you this, when a soldier is not in battle, he's preparing for the next battle. Amen. Every soldier, you are a soldier in the army of the Lord, and every soldier is preparing for battle. And when the Bible tells you to put on the full armor of God, every portion of that armor is the word of God. Amen. So the only way that you could prepare for this thing is that you must be in the word. When you step out on faith to fulfill the great commission, you are in the midst of a battle. But he gave you authority over everything that will try to come up against you. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. So there is something motivating behind the scenes. But you got power over that. You got power. God gave you power. He gave you power. Will you stand up, know who you are, get your knowing, and use your authority? And that's key. Will you use your authority? Not just in other people's lives, because sometimes when we're going through, we have a hard time encouraging ourselves. Hallelujah. But I use the authority given unto me in my life. I use the authority. Amen. Hallelujah. That means I put the word of God on it. With faith, believing that God can do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that I could think and imagine, according to that Holy Ghost power that is working in me. Amen. And so that means I'm going beyond human limitations and boundaries, tapping into that power that is at work in me. This thing ain't going to be done within my own might and strength. God gave me a paracleto. Have you tapped in? Have you tapped in? Amen. They were chosen to follow him constantly and learn many things from him, which is exactly what they have been doing. Jesus had brought them to the point where they were ready to venture out on their own. This would greatly expand his ministry. Amen. So when Jesus called you and sent you, he did so for the very purpose to expand the ministry of his own, the ministry of Jesus Christ, that you can bring glory to God's name. Amen. So we are in Christ, married to Christ, right? And we're out there as the bride of Christ, helping him with his work, with his ministry, expanding, 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 expanding. Hallelujah. What are you doing to expand the ministry of Jesus Christ? Who are you being a witness to that the ministry of Jesus Christ is being expanded or that the church is being added to? Amen? Amen. It says, at his meeting with the apostles, Jesus enabled them to do two things on their mission. He gave them the power and authority over all demons and the power needed to heal diseases. Amen? Somebody say, I got power. Somebody say, I got power. See, beloved, you got to believe that you got power. You got to know that you got power. And you have to know how to demonstrate that power. You have to know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. You have to learn how to discern and know what it is that you're dealing with. You have to know what word to put on what. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You got power. Praise God. So their ministry was basically twofold. It was to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. And healing is not just physical. Healing is emotional. Healing is mental healing. Amen. Whatever the lack thereof is, financial healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Heal the low in spirit. Hallelujah. The message was of primary importance, but the miracles of healing would serve to support the message. You see that? So, the kingdom of God is not just talk. We're not just going around preaching the word. Amen, hallelujah, and people getting excited about it. The kingdom of God is not just talk, but power. There should be a demonstration of change. Amen, hallelujah. This due emphasis is notable in the book of Acts. Miracles was also a demonstration of God's compassion toward people. Amen. So, the miracles is a demonstration of God's compassion toward people. And so there was a plan for preparation. Jesus gave some specific instructions about how the disciples should prepare for this journey. They was on a journey. Beloved, you are on a pilgrimage. This is your journey. Amen? At this time, he told them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip. Amen? Neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. He apparently wanted them to depend on God and on the people to whom they ministered to meet their needs. Who met the needs of the disciples? Those that they ministered to. Amen. Listen, beloved, you cannot muzzle the ox to tread the corn. You cannot muzzle the ox to tread the corn. The people that the apostles ministered to were the people that have kept them and took care of them. Amen. Jesus' second instruction was about the places where they would stay on their journey. The main stipulation was that once they entered a certain home, they should stay there until they left the city. Amen. So God made provision. Amen. There was a plan for handling rejection. Hallelujah. Beloved, we need to know this. Jesus realized that there was always going to be times when the disciples and their message would be rejected. Jesus instructed them to shake off the dust of that town or city from their feet as they departed. This was a common practice of Jews after returning home from being in Gentile territory. Shaking the dust off their feet signified they were breaking ties with those Gentiles. When the townspeople rejected these truths, God will reject their town. Did we get that? Beloved, when they don't receive the gospel, not you, but the gospel, amen, what do you do? Because you should go with the message. So now if you go in and you don't have the message of the gospel and you reject it, can you shake the dust off your feet? Amen. God has given us a plan for rejection for when they are rejecting him, his word. Amen. God will reject their town. The apostles shaking the dust off their feet symbolize this rejection by God. Amen. A plan. So you ain't got to get mad. You ain't got to argue the scriptures. Listen, wipe the dust off your feet and keep going. Amen. Hallelujah. All they have to do is get the word. It's up to them whether they're going to receive it or reject it. Amen. Praise God. A plan in action. To what degree did the apostles carry out Jesus' commission? This is how they carried it out, and this is what we expect for you to do. The phrase in this verse tells us, first, they departed, indicating that they showed no hesitation to go out and do what they had been told to do. Amen. You ought to be doing the work. Second, they went through the towns, indicating a comprehensive ministry in which they went from town to town with their message, intent on having as many people as possible hear it. Beloved, you ought to tell this message everywhere to everybody. When you want to know who should hear the gospel, listen, John in the Gospel of John showed that the gospel is for whosoever that will believe. So how often are you to tell it? Every time, everywhere, to everybody. Amen? Third, they were preaching the gospel, a term that points to the contents of the message. They were spreading to every town they visited. They were faithfully announcing the good news of salvation to all who would listen. Amen. Fourth, they were doing the healing Jesus had empowered them to do. This combination of statements indicates a very successful ministry, which is affirmed later when we read that everybody was talking about it. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, it is time to do the work. Step out on faith. Since they did all of this ministry everywhere, they were evidently quite successful in spreading the good news extensively. It is amazing that when Jesus entered Jerusalem for his final time, there were still so many who did not know who he was or what he had come to offer God's people. Listen, beloved, I'm telling you something. When you give the gospel, you're giving a gift. And it's a free gift. You can't sell it. Hallelujah. And listen, no one wants to receive a gift from a sourpuss. Hallelujah. Go in peace and give the gift of God like you know it is good. Amen. Like you experience his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace giving this thing. You ought to have joy giving it. Praise God. Amen. Amen, beloved. So now just I'm going to give you, amen, some practical points that I want you to remember. Amen. The first practical point is God provides resources to accomplish whatever task he assigns. Whatever God orders, he's going to pay for it. If he give you a task to do, amen, he's going to give the resources. This is why our word for 2021 is to go beyond human limitations and boundaries and tap into what? Heavenly resources. Listen, when you're doing a kingdom divine work, God has the resources. You ain't got to worry about what you got and what you don't got. God got it. Amen. Hallelujah. Trust God. Depend on God. Have faith in God. Amen. The second practical point is effective Christian life and ministry balances physical and spiritual needs. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is concerned about all of you. And where people say you got to get a balance, that don't mean that you have to have a balance between God and the things of the world. Amen. Let the effective Christian life that you live be the balance. Your obedience to God, let that be the balance. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people say that you saw heavenly boundary and the earthly good. I don't even know where that's at in the Word. Amen. There's nowhere in the Word. The Holy Spirit, amen, which is the Spirit of God, the sovereign God, knows how to deal with his people, whether they've fallen or whether they have been redeemed. So what balance do you have to have? Amen? Praise God. We're going to go on to number three. Number three says, trust God to provide so you can focus on being accessible to those who need Jesus. Trust him to provide. Sometimes we're worrying about our own earthly needs so much that we can't go forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I know that there's times when I have gone places, amen, and I had it just to go one way. I didn't even worry about it. But on the way, did God begin to move on people's heart to give that I would have it to do what I needed to do and make it back. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's walking by faith. That's trusting God. Lord, I'm going to do what you told me to do. And according to what I believe I need, I may not have it all, but I'm going to trust you anyway because I know what you order you finance. Amen. I know what you order you provide for. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how it's coming, but I believe in your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Walking by faith, walking by faith. Walking by faith, amen, not by sight, but by faith, not by what is tangible, because we don't, faith is not having faith in what is tangible, amen, hallelujah. Having faith, you have to have faith in that which is invisible, amen. Christians are responsible to deliver the gospel while the hearers are responsible for how they respond to it. Do what you are responsible for. If you are a believer, you are responsible to deliver the gospel. Don't worry about how they receive it. Amen? Because that's what they're responsible to God for. Listen, there's accountability. Oh, I'm not telling it because they don't want to hear it. Well, guess what? You just became irresponsible. Amen? Because your responsibility is to deliver it. If you are a Christian like, if you are Christian like in your gospel ministry, you will become known for it. Amen? Hallelujah. You will become known for how you live your lifestyle. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go places or around our family and our job, don't nobody know you're a Christian. Because the life that you live, amen, does not depict that. But it's time for you to level up, beloved.